The backbone of the Democratic Republic of Congo's highway system, the N1, cut in two. Heavy rains across the capital Kinshasa have submerged entire neighbourhoods. It's being described as some of the worst flooding to ever hit the city. A landslide slammed into this home in the city's Benza Delvaux district. Nine members of the same family were killed.
We went back to the house to sleep since we were soaked and cold. We went back to bed, and just after, the wall collapsed on the children and the parents and then a neighbor who was passing by. I find it hard to bear. I have no strength to bury the dead bodies.
Poor regulation and rapid urbanization have made Kinshasa increasingly vulnerable to flash floods, which have become more frequent due to climate change. Many homes have been poorly built on flood-prone slopes, and the city suffers from inadequate drainage and sewerage.
I've been a widow since 2015, and now my house is gone with the rain. I can't find one of my children. I don't know where he is. I'm a poor woman who is managing, but I don't know where to go. I've lost almost everything, even my clothes.
The DRC's Prime Minister and the provincial governor have been visiting flood-hit areas around the city. They hope to reopen the key N1 highway in the next 4 days, but until it's repaired, the capital's main supply route is cut off.
Everyone passes here, the traders. Now we will suffer. More entries of goods or even fuel will not be able to arrive in Kinshasa.
In 2019, dozens of people were killed in similar flooding across Kinshasa. And as heavy rains become more frequent, many in the city of 15 million are left wondering when this will happen once again. Alex Beard, Al Jazeera.